Bruce Arthur in studio. What's up, Bruce?
I'm just really excited. I hope O-Dog is watching.
He is.
Because the food that's outside that got delivered here looks fantastic.
Yeah, we got a food drop-off.
We didn't even get into that. We got a food drop-off because...
because of his rant yesterday about not having food. Which I think is great, that he doesn't get to pay... you know, he doesn't get the payoff, basically.
I drank some of the juice. There was a ham and cheese sandwich there. It was fantastic. And there was, like, fresh salads and stuff. Like, it was...
Well, we would have given the company a shout-out if they didn't start by saying, I got to be honest, we don't listen a lot, but we heard yesterday... we heard yesterday you guys complaining about food, so we figured we'd try to weasel our way in.
Like, yeah, we happened to be just channel surfing and heard this jackass.
Honestly, we're not really that big of fans. I think you guys are pretty awful. But anyway, here's some free food. So we've been talking about Kawhi Leonard. You've been writing about Kawhi Leonard.
A lot.
Tracking Kawhi Leonard. Yeah. I mean, he is clearly the most fascinating figure in the city right now. He was down at the ball game last night. The tourist Kawhi continues. And we've been trying to get a read on what that might mean. And Richard texting it, I think this makes a good point. He's like, he must be fully committed to Toronto if he's going to a Blue Jay game. Because it takes a lot for people to want to go down to that park right now.
Who's the other team?
The Clippers.
Basically
the Clippers.
Basically the Clippers.
Right. The Clippers.
But, of baseball.
But that's the thing. Like, I've been of the belief that he's staying. But the last couple days has scared me, and I don't know if this is right or wrong, and I don't have the answer, but maybe shed some insight just from what you believe, too. But it could be two things. He wants to embrace the city now that he has time, or this is his swan song, like him and his wife. I think that's his wife or girlfriend or whatever, his spouse.
Girlfriend, yeah.
Okay, his girlfriend are like, hey, we might as well do it while we're here because we're going back to California, and the next time I'm here, I'll be in just to play the raps, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, I see both sides. The Home Depot boxes kind of scared me because I don't know if that's stuff going into storage or if that's like, hey, let's load this stuff, and that's gone. So,
all right, what's your read here?
Yeah,
Bruce?
What's your read?
What do you have for us?
Okay, well, first, the city needs to calm down a little bit.
I read your article.
Like, everyone's got to chill out a bit.
Be leave like, them alone a bit.
Be but, like Kawhi, man. Yeah, be cool. It's not like he's one thing to remember about Kawhi. He's different than anyone else you've ever met.
Right.
He's a different cat. It could be that he's doing this because he thought he should do this stuff before he leaves. And it could be that he's doing this because he wants to experience the city and he likes the city and he hasn't been able to enjoy it in good weather.
Right.
We don't know either one on that yet. I will say this. If you'd asked me before the parade, or between the championship and the parade, if I thought Kawhi was leaving, I would have told you that I think Kawhi is leaving. And if you asked me today, I think it's a decision. And that's the result of a number of conversations that I can't say yet what they are.
Right.
But there is a real decision that I think is up in the air here. And trying to divine what Kawhi's going to do based on whether how he acts at the ballgame or how he gets moving, like the moving boxes thing, he was running a house.
Yeah.
He was running a house, and he bought a house near San Diego.
Yeah.
He's going to move this summer anyway.
Yeah, regardless.
And I just respect Kawhi Leonard for being a guy who makes $30 million and goes to Home Depot and gets moving boxes himself.
That's the real news.
That's awesome.
The real news. Send your assistant.
You can send anybody down there.
Yeah.
You can get Uber to just pick those up and bring them back.
But a lot of Kawhi is what you see. He said he wanted to go see Niagara Falls, so he went and saw Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Right? Like he said, like, I'd like to check that out. He doesn't lie, this guy.
So in terms of the parade, how that has kind of adjusted your viewpoint. Was that because of the amount of people and the show or because of what you saw out of Kawhi during the parade?
I don't think it's the parade, actually, which is funny. I think Kawhi enjoyed that day. I think he enjoyed the end of the day where he got to do the laugh. I don't think that stuff really matters to him from people I talk to. I don't think that's the stuff that animates him. I think the winning animates him. When he first came here, I said, what do you want out of your career as part of that first opening press conference? He said, I want to be healthy, number one. I want to compete for championships. And I want to put my name in the record books. That's pretty straight up. Now, the question that has never been answered is how much does it matter for you to go home?
Yeah.
That's the $250 million question is if going home to Los Angeles means more to Kawhi than anything else, if it supersedes everything else and he thinks he can win there, I don't think he'll care that the Clippers are second-class citizens. I don't think he'll care that LeBron's playing with Anthony Davis down the hall. I don't think that stuff will bother him. But if he thinks he can win here and his family's happy here and he's happy enough here. If he believes in Masai Ujiri and the program in the future of this franchise, which is a really interesting question beyond this year, then that's where I think the decision gets made, is if he believes enough that this is the place to win, to take another run at a championship, and maybe more after that,
right?
Then I think that will be, along with faith in Masai Ujiri, the thing that would keep him here.
Something weird, but I just thought of this. Do you think Golden State's injuries could have factored in one way or the other? Because, and I'm not trying to kick sand at anything, but if Durant was 100% healthy next year, if Klay Thompson was, like, they would have the band or hope to have the band back together potentially. I know Durant's going to be unrestricted, but, you know, that super team would potentially be sitting there. Now it looks like they're going to be broken up, and there's no, they're not going to be in anybody's way.
Yeah.
Could that factor in of him giving it another kick in the can from this side and going, hey, I just won with this group?
That's why I can't picture how or why the Raptors would have to explain this being the best place to win. Like, you're coming back, the same team's coming back.
Right.
Maybe Danny Green moves on. But if it's that imperative that he stays, if Kawhi's like, I really like him, guess what's going to happen?
Yeah,
they'll sign.
So Kyle's got 1 year left. Serge Ibaka, those are his two, I think, best friends on the team. Danny Green, they're back for a year. Marc Gasol, I think, is going to opt in. Siakam, Van Vliet, they're all here. Norman Powell, they're all here. Nick Nurse is coming back.
Familiarity of the same thing.
And OG Anunoby should have a better year next year, by the way, which is something that no one's talking about.
So why is that even a part of the sales pitch? Hey, we can win. We just won. You just won a title.
Now, but here's the thing. So the Clippers have a bunch of decent young players. They don't have a second star, but what if a second star goes there with them? Like, so if you look out of the market, it's not going to be Kevin Durant, but what if Jimmy Butler decides he wants to leave Philly and to go play with Kawhi, who he's friendly with?
Right.
In L.A., what if Kemba Walker wants to go there? Is that enough, along with Lou Williams, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Montrezl Harrell, Danilo Gallinari? Like, that's a decent team. Mm-hmm. I don't think Kawhi... One thing with Kawhi, he's not scared of anybody. But he knows what a winning team is. Like, with the Golden State thing, that era is pretty much over. Like, it doesn't sound like Kevin Durant's going to stay there long-term. Maybe surprises us. But that era of that super team, it's going to take a step back. Oklahoma City is looking at moving salary, so that's another team that isn't as good. Right. The Lakers have two great players and a bunch of guys. Like they have a roster they need to fill out. There's a long way to from contention for the Lakers. So let's say that you're Masai Ujiri, and you're trying to sell this to Kawhi. You go, okay, one, we can run it back with a team that won 58 games, won the title, and we barely practiced. We won 58 games watching film, resting you for a quarter of the season, resting Kyle for 17 games in the season, plus only adding Mark in midseason. And by the way, OG Anunoby was about the third best player in camp for the first 3 days before everything went sideways. We can be really good, and Pascal's going to be better, and Fred's going to be better.
Right.
We can win 65 games in another title, no problem. So what happens after that? They can roll salary cap space forward. They can do a couple things. The best case scenario is they go get one of the giant free agent guys in 2021, and there's a whole list of them, Giannis, Rudy Gobert, Bradley Beal, there's a whole bunch of guys, and we're going to pair those guys with you, Siakam, Fred VanVleet, and you're going to win, not only have a shot at it next year, you're going to have a shot down the line. You're going to have a shot to win 3, 4, 5 titles here.
Mm.
And if you believe, if you are Kawhi and you believe in Masai, and you believe that all this is possible, then that's a pretty good sales pitch.
Yeah.
But you have to live with living here in the winter, not going home, raising your kids here, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the question for Kawhi Leonard. The question he's never asked is, what do you really want? And he's never answered it.
And hence, if you want to go home, well, there's a cargo jet that we're going to sort you out with. The family can fly back and forth on that anytime you want.
And people are freaking out over that, right? Like, he signed. Drake has a connection to this Toronto jet company.
Yeah.
It's a jet company.
Yeah. But the
plane can fly away.
I think that's advantageous. If you have access to a private plane, like, think about it. And he's got enough money that he could just go to NetJets or anything
for
like
sure.
That marquee jet. But you're gonna have we'll have a plane for anyone in your family member. Like, you want to go home for the weekend, go.
Well, like, you could give him verbal agreements.
Right.
That happen all the time. I would assume if he ends up signing long term, and I don't expect that to happen. I would expect more of a LeBron, Durant type, one-on-one type maneuvers. But let's say he signs long term. I think it would come with a verbal agreement. The second you want out, we'll move you.
100%.
The second you want out. And I think you could also, you could sell him on, Listen, we play 41 games a year in Toronto. You're going to be dealing with a few months of bad weather. Like, yeah. We can't fight you on that. But whenever they go out west, they go out west for like 10 days to 12 days. Mm-hmm. Usually they fly and they play the Clippers, and then they go to Utah.
Yeah.
And then they come down to Phoenix, and they come back and play the Lakers. You go, you're not coming with us on the trip. When we go to L.A., you're in L.A. for a week and a half. You can play against the Clippers. You can play against the Lakers. But that's going to be part of load management.
Yeah, you work your load
management. And during the season, boom. Yeah. You just hang out in L.A.
Yeah.
Like what because they go out west twice. And then when we go out again and play Golden State and play Portland, forget it.
That's,
you go south and you go hang out in L.A.
That's just being creative. Like, it comes back to what you're saying. Like, we don't know, but if you want to make it work, there's so many different layers that could be very attractive for him to be here.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing we don't know is what you said. If he just wants to go home, there's nothing defeating that.
The star treatment is portable. Right. Even the medical treatment can be portable. How the team treats him is portable. When he sits down with the teams on June 30th, he can say, this is my list. You better hit every single one of them.
Right.
He can tell the Clippers, when Alex McKechnie's contract comes up, you pay $10 million and you go get him. Alex McKechnie used to live in L.A., by the way. He likes the weather there.
Yeah.
Like, that's all possible.
Right.
There's certain stuff that is portable if you are a star of this magnitude in the NBA. What isn't portable? So if I'm the Raptors, I go, okay, Doc Rivers is going to try to sell you in that meeting.
Yeah.
What's Doc Rivers ever done there? They had Chris Paul, and they had Blake Griffin, and they had DeAndre Jordan. They didn't get out of the second round.
Yeah.
And they don't have a roster as good as ours. Do you trust Lawrence Frank and Doc Rivers, or do you trust Masai Ujiri to win going forward?
Well,
just won a title.
There's one other guy. There's one other guy.
Jerry West been around
a
long time.
Important guy that you have to include in the Clippers pitch.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I don't know if Kawhi Leonard cares what Jerry West has to say. This isn't like Kobe Bryant, who grew up like knowing who Jerry West is and really valuing that. I'm not sure that Kawhi values that. Again, this guy's different, man. He is a completely different cat. And I honestly think that it's going to be a question of how much he thinks he can win in L.A. at home, and how much he thinks he can win and be comfortable here. And it comes down to belief in the two organizations. One thing you can say about the Raptors, they did everything right. Yeah. They hit every single mark all year.
Yeah.
There's now trust between Kawhi and the medical people, and Kawhi's medical people and Toronto's medical people. The coach, he likes. The general, the president of the team, he likes.
Right, right.
It's a pretty good situation. Like, And here's the other thing is, let's say he does leave. I don't even think Toronto could be mad. I really don't.
You're talking fans or the team?
Fans or the team. Like, because if he leaves, all the stuff about the meetings with, and I trust Woj. Woj is, Adrian Wojnarowski is a friend of mine. Like, he's the best. The idea that he might meet with Philly, New York, Brooklyn makes sense because his initial list was that. It included that. There were people in Philly who thought that there was an openness to a long-term extension if Kawhi Leonard went to Philly. And they still didn't trade for him, by the way. But those were at least on his list. Now, Uncle Dennis is from New Jersey. So that's probably where some of that is going.
Right.
And so it could be courtesy visits. I'm still not sure that Kawhi is going to sit down with those teams. And maybe it's Uncle Dennis who does.
Yeah, so you get a... But if you have the right to do it, why not listen? Like, he has to do his due diligence, even if you do send in Uncle Dennis.
Yep.
It's
which
like
would be amazing.
Remember Ben Affleck went on the meetings in Goodwill Hunting
There's no way you can feel confident. Oh, like, Uncle Dennis, you're in here.
Like Uncle Dennis is in there. Well, you're gonna have to drop some cash on me right now so that I can go back and tell Kawhi. Like, you never know, but that's you have to at least explore.
Mm-hmm.
It's his right, and you want to do your due diligence. And you're right. If Woj is saying it's basically the Clippers or here, I don't believe it would be anywhere
I would
anywhere
be shocked
else.
If it was a third party.
That's every,
shocked. Maybe the Lakers still. Like, I know people are like, oh, he's not interested,
nah,
but he is from
he's not going
the
Lakers
area.
No way.
I wouldn't be shocked if he did.
Kawhi also,
right now,
he also wants to be the number one guy. This is what he's been dreaming of. He said that during the finals. He's dreamed of being a Michael Jordan. He loves this. He's never had more fun in a role than he has with
okay,
this.
So that's what I find interesting, because you wrote a piece today about, you know, leave him alone and all that. You don't show up to a ball game in the second or third inning, sit right behind home plate, and try to be inconspicuous. Like, it doesn't work that way.
That's right. That's the one I talk about.
I think he loves it more than you think.
Where did he sit? Was he on the broadcast, or did he sit over to the side where he wasn't on TV?
Well, but still, you think they can't move the cameras, Bruce?
No, but he didn't sit where he'd be on TV the whole time.
And didn't the players...
He got the best... He got a seat where he could talk to, like, the ball boy. The ball boy might be the guy who knows. Scott Mitchell said that he asked the ball boy, do you know what Kawhi's going to do? And the ball boy goes, I can't say.
Yeah.
But with confidence...
Right. I was joking before you came on. Typical Kawhi for me would be him in one of those hotel rooms and just open the curtains and him sitting there watching the game from there.
Yeah.
Like, he's that's so what I would do.
But what he wants is primacy as a basketball player, and he wants to win.
Yeah.
That's what's animated everything in his whole career.
Well, and I totally get that, and they all deserve that. Every athlete, every celebrity deserves privacy, you know, if they're with their kids, if they're at their house or whatever. But if you show up at a ball game, I don't think people are bothering him, but they're going to give you a standing ovation.
And he was smiling.
But he wasn't in a luxury box. That's the one thing I thought. For him to walk right down in front of everyone. I know
that's him being like, I'm coming in, man.
But those are the real seats, man. You ever sit in those seats? I sat in those seats once. You can hear fastballs.
That'd be incredible.
It's awesome. Anything above like high 80s, low 90s, you can hear the ball as it's traveling to the plate. It's an amazing place to watch a game.
I haven't sat in those seats, but I've sat some pretty good seats at, you know, Fenway and Yankee Stadium and that. Like, it's amazing how quickly that, like...
Oh, you get closer to the plate, you realize the velocity, the movement. Oh.
Yeah, the movement is really impressive.
You can feel it.
But it's just, it's going to be hard to figure out what Kawhi is really thinking based on whether he goes to a game, whether he gets moving boxes, whether he eats at the Cactus Club, whether he does any of these things. Because, again, he's not like other people, on the court or off the court. He's a different guy.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly hope it ends up going Toronto's way. But, listen, the title is – that book has been written. I've been saying that all week. You know, that is a book. The final chapter has been written. It's been – it'll be cherished. It'll be memorized. It'll be sacred in this city forever. And you can't take that away from Raptor fans, you know, or the organization. But I'm getting greedy. Like, let's write another book. You know what I'm saying? The Godfather 2 was great.
What would piss you off if out of nowhere he just signed in Philly?
Well, if it was Philly, that would infuriate me. Absolutely it would, because the weather's just as bad. It's a worse town.
It's a gritty city,
They're
too.
Competing with...
I've lived in Philly.
Yeah. It's not. It's such a gritty town.
It's gritty.
Philly is like New York in the early 1980s. That's what it's like going to Philly.
Like the Bronx in the early 80s, not Manhattan. All right, Bruce, good seeing you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
There's Bruce Arthur from the Toronto Star.